Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor and Department of Workforce Services celebrate great job data with your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane. Wyoming's economy continues to show signs of health, especially within Wyoming's workforce. Due to the efforts of Governor Mark Gordon and the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services to help citizens get jobs in their communities, fewer individuals are receiving unemployment insurance benefits. In turn, the state is realizing historic benefits and opportunities for Wyoming businesses and employers. The most current data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey shows an estimated 18,000 job openings in Wyoming as of July 2023. At the same time, Wyoming only had 1,835 individuals receiving UI benefits. The state's unemployment rate fell to 2.9%, lower than the current U.S. employment rate of 3.8%. Director of the Department of Workforce Services, Robin Sessions Cooley, said, "Historically, this tells us that most people who want jobs have them. The reality is only a small fraction of workers are receiving unemployment benefits, averaging 15 weeks or less. Understanding labor market trends and what is driving those trends is essential to helping bring employees and employers together. As a result, Wyoming's employers are seeing the positive impacts. In 2022, for the first time in the history of the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund, the minimum tax rate for Wyoming employers was lowered to 0%. Thanks to a healthy federal UI trust fund balance, the 0% rate remained in effect for 2023. To provide additional funds for training and on-the-job opportunities, DWS is exploring ways to reallocate the UI funding distributions to the Workforce Development Training Fund that helps offset the costs of or completely pays for employer training, internship and apprenticeships, and workforce development opportunities. Governor Gordon said Wyoming has a strong and ambitious populace. Our work ethic is second to none. Folks here are used to working hard and not sitting on the sidelines collecting benefits. They know what they contribute to Wyoming's economy. In turn, we can take advantage of these historic opportunities to ease costs for employers and support a growing and thriving workforce for tomorrow. How to spot a scam this holiday season. With the holiday shopping season on the horizon, consumer advocates and federal agencies are warning the public to be on the lookout for telltale signs of a scam. Tom Laycock with AARP Wyoming says because people are sending packages at this time of year, scammers are separating people from their hard-earned money by posing as delivery officials. Laycock said, "You'll see a fake text from somebody saying that they cannot deliver a package, and in order to rectify the situation, you need to click on a link that they're nice enough to send you. We recommend avoiding those links entirely. To ensure that your gift arrives intact, send tracking information and expected arrival dates to recipients, even if it might spoil the surprise. If you are contacted, Laycock says, call the company where you place the order directly and ask if there are any problems. To keep others from falling victim, report incidents by calling the Elder Watch helpline at 800-222-4444. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.